You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
One of the most important cultural resource management laws was signed on this day. I'm Emily Long, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. On this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Archaeological Resources Protection Act. On October 31st, 1979, the Archaeological Resources Protection Act, otherwise known as ARPA, was signed into law by President Carter. You might be asking yourself, so what? What's so important about ARPA? Well, before ARPA, there was very little archaeologists could do to prosecute looters of archaeological sites in the United States. The Antiquities Act of 1906 was the first real U.S. cultural resource management law. But by the 1970s, it was, well, antiquated. The need to better protect archaeological resources came to the forefront in several court cases that showcased how ineffectual the Antiquities Act was in prosecuting those caught looting archaeological sites. One case, U.S. versus Diaz, pretty much declared the act unconstitutional. Something had to be done. People were getting away with damaging sites and stealing artifacts. In a later discussion on the development of ARPA, archaeologist Janet Friedman wrote, "The birth and growth of the Archaeological Resources Protection Act was a chronicle of self-righteous special interests, jealous turf protectors, and conflicting value systems. For every archaeologist devoted to protecting irreplaceable sites, there was a metal detector manufacturer equally devoted to protecting the rights of hobbyists. For each conservationist dedicated to saving sites for all of the people, there was an enthusiast dedicated to making arrowhead collecting available to the individual." Not a bad quote, and very true. Fortunately, Congress took action with the help of the Society for American Archaeology, Department of the Interior, Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, and the Tennessee Valley Authority. And the law came into fruition. The first sentence of ARPA really breaks down the law to its primary purpose: to protect archaeological resources on public lands and Indian lands, and for other purposes. Public lands are anything regulated by the U.S. government, like the National Park Service, Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and so on. The key points of ARPA include that the law provides a variety of definitions, such as what is an archaeological resource and what constitutes public lands. It outlines a rigorous permitting system to conduct archaeological excavations. It allows Native American tribes to issue or deny archaeological permits for work proposed on Indian lands. It mandates that all federal agencies must consult with Native American tribes before issuing permits. And it provides clear and severe penalties for the looting and/or vandalism of sites. That can include a fine up to $20,000 and jail time for 2 years for first-time offenders. And it outlaws the trafficking of illegally obtained archaeological resources. So if you're walking along a nice National Park Service trail and you spot a really cool projectile point or pottery fragment, can you take it? Or if you're visiting someplace like Mesa Verde, can you sit on the walls or carve your name near some rock art? Or can you conduct your own so-called excavation on some site you found on Forest Service lands? With ARPA, the answer is a resounding no. Not only could you receive a fine, you could go to jail. And you don't want to tell people you went to jail for taking artifacts or harming a site, now would you? Thanks, ARPA!
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.